And just before we get started, you should know for the first two songs, there might be some language issues that may offend. You can go in about 10 minutes or so and listen to the rest of the show. For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, our summer music preview show. Music we're going to listen to this summer, and some of it's coming out as late as September, but I'll call that summer.
That's still technically summer. You think we've got up until the 20th or something September?
It's a thing with the sun and the earth, and more so than...
Right. But whatever, these are the releases that we're most excited about that are they're going to be coming up in the next few months.
And we have a whole bunch of NPR music people to bring us the music that they think we'll listen to this summer, certainly the ones that seem the most intriguing. The first of which is Franny Kelly. She's in New York City. And
I believe she's just sitting down to the microphone breathlessly now.
It's me.
Yay.
I'm here.
Trains.
Goddamn B train. Be the death of me. How are you guys today?
We're happy.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So one of the records that comes out today on the day of our summer music preview, not technically yet summer, but it is the record that people are going to listen to and talk about all summer long, is the Kanye West record that came out before anyone really thought it was going to come out, despite the fact that, I think he tried
to make
it
pretty closely guarded.
Yeah, maybe he leaked it. Who knows? What do you think?
I am 85% on board. I like the sound of it a lot. I like how short it is while also having long songs.
And the sound of it, I'd say abrasive, and it's not as beat-driven. I mean, beats fall apart. They're quirky and odd and in unexpected ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the word I would use is cavernous. Everything is just sort of bouncing off itself and the walls, and he feels very far away.
Well, what Kanye cut did you want to play today?
Bound 2. I think there's two really interesting samples in it. The first one you hear is Brenda Lee, who you might know from a song called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Uh-huh. Personal favorite of
mine. She's got to be the one doing the, uh-huh, honey.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah. And then it goes into something by the Ponderosa Twins plus one. And I know all this because one of the things that happens with Kanye albums is people release mixtapes of the samples really quickly. This happened with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and this happened, over the weekend with this album. It's really cool to sort of see his influences, where he's pulling all this stuff from, and how enormous his palette is.
I just can't imagine Kanye West sitting around saying, I'm going to put on a Brenda Lee album.
Well, he does. I mean, this is what producers do, right? You just go, you put in work, listening, and you pull cuts, you just make big files, and mm-hmm. you go back. And plus, he may also have people doing some of this research for him.
I'm guessing Brenda Lee never thought she'd end up in a Kanye West song.
That she'd make money off an album called Yeezus, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you start hearing Charlie Wilson, who of the Gap Band, who has kind of a long history with hip-hop. He's worked with Snoop a lot, and he was all over My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy again. And now he's here, and it's like... it emotionally makes so much sense to me in this song. It's kind of sweet and unfettered, kind of glorious, which is you wouldn't think that would make sense for some of the emotions and the conflicts that Kanye's got going on lyrically here. But it works.
Yeah, the previous 9 tracks do not lead you to this one.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's listen to
Bound 2.
The niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, Brad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gon' be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
I know you're tired of loving, with nobody to love. Nobody,
Honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint a thousand pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam!
That is a moment on a record that is deep and needs lots of listening, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's going to change in our minds. And, you know, I felt very differently about, for example, Watch the Throne when it came out and that I do now. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the point.
But there's a lot of hip-hop and stuff coming out this summer, not just Kanye. And we don't want that to overshadow what else is happening.
That's true. I'm not going to get to take a vacation this summer.
What do you got?
Well, one of the newer artists who's dropping this year is Schoolboy Q. He's part of the Black Hippie Top Dog Entertainment group that includes Kendrick Lamar and Absol and J-Rock, who we've covered before. We talked about a lot. Schoolboy Q is kind of the harder edged and goofier at the same time element of the quartet. And he put out a song called Collard Greens with his group member, Kendrick Lamar. And they both sound a little bit different. They're like sped up. There's more of a grimace in the tone. But what's interesting also is the sound here. This song was actually co-produced by a woman named Gwen Bunn, who's a soul singer out of Atlanta. And I'm curious to know what you think about it.
Cool. Let's hear it. Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Let's get it nice like this on my night like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche on guard. Toupee trap and a true tits pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 bitch, that BK dog.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe her this. In fact, I know she missed the way I floored this. I'm focused. I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. I'm focused and slow it down, down.
All right, let me blow this bitch. I'm famous. I blame this on you. Cash in the mirror, hang, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, oh, oh, collard greens. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that.
Yeah.
run the function on fire. Burn the roof off this month of sight. Water's galling. Go crazy like no other weed steady blowing. Pass the bud to my mama runs in the family. But puff, keep a nigga fiending. She gon' get some dick tonight. Meet me at the W and know it's not the west side. Stick it up your south side. Baller futuristic groovy gangster with an attitude. What these niggas make a year, I spend that on my daughter's shoes. Smoking weed and drinking, all the college students loving Q. We gon' turn it out until the neighbors wanna party too.
Luxury, chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that. Oh, oh. Drop that, oh, oh, oh. Damn, yeah, shit, change shit, stop this. Yeah, yeah, with the shit, ayy. Oh, 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 oh. Damn, with the shit, yeah, this, yeah, this. Yeah, damn, with the shit, ayy. Oh, oh,
going to turn it out until the neighbors want to party too. Sounds like a summer anthem, right?
I mean, I'm going to pop my top on the 105. What's funny about listening to that song in comparison to the Kanye track is how intimate it sounds, how the bass there insulates, whereas with Kanye, the bass, it's like a wall between you and him. Hmm. I don't know. To me, it's like the difference between a California track and a East Coast Chicago track.
That's interesting. And the rhythm's so much more playful on this. The other Kanye's, it got a lot of abrasion going on. There wasn't much abrasive on this. This was summer.
Yeah.
Just a great earworm, too.
Well, it's funny. The name of the album is Oxymoron, which also sort of makes sense around that song. We do not have a street date yet. That's kind of a recurring theme for hip-hop this year. This summer in particular, we're just, like, surprised all the time. It's awesome.
Great. Schoolboy Q. Thanks, Fran and Kelly.
Thank you, Bob and Robin.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Sweet. So one by one, Franny's in New York, but one by one here in Washington, people are going to start coming through the door. Thor's already here. He's sitting with us. Thor's our new intern.
Let him play a little something
later.
Might
let him do that. And then we got, Stephen Thompson's going to do something, and Lars Gottridge. And so we'll get some
Jazz
metal on. We'll get
get
some good pop, get some good alt Latino music, and then I may even pick one. But why don't you do the next pick?
Well, do you remember a band called Gauntlet Hair we had on?
I do not remember a band called Gauntlet Hair.
We actually put them on our fall preview show 2 years ago in 2011. This is a couple guys out of Denver, Colorado. And you'd think with a name like that it's some sort of a metal band, but they can get loud and pretty noisy. Their first self-titled record that we had on a couple years ago had very bright, shimmery guitars on it along with some of the noise. This new record they've got coming out this summer is a little darker. The record is called Stills, and the cut I want to play is called Bad Apple.
My God.
Well, what do you think of that sound? It's a very 80s synth sound.
You know, I sort of hear what you're saying when you say that, but when I hear 80s synth, I want to run. I didn't want to run when I heard that. So whatever the difference is, which I think is a much better aesthetic, a much less over the top, and a lot more subtlety and a lot more interesting sounds, frankly.
Yeah.
So you can think of it that way. I think it's something in your upbringing where you heard this in the background in Kansas somewhere. And
I agree with you, and it's one of the reasons why I don't like or didn't like so much of 80s pop music is everything. It felt like there was a very narrow dynamic range in all of the songs. Everything was sort of flattened out. And all the synths, particularly with the synths, you know, there was not much finessing going on. And you hear that now in electronic music and in synth pop music, even though they may capture a lot of the same beats or melodies or harmonies or something like that, there's a lot more subtlety going on in the electronics themselves.
Awesome. Gauntlet Hair. And speaking of hair.
Stephen, I've seen pictures of Stephen Thompson with his hair, at least from the early 90s. I don't know if I've seen the 80s pictures where you looked like Richard Marx.
Yeah, Richard Marx.
Right, Richard Simmons. We had that on the
Not
right.
Richard Simmons. Richard.
You did look like Richard Marx. It's a beautiful mane, like literally a lion's mane of hair.
Yeah, it was kind of a Richard Marx, John Bon Jovi turbo mullet. And keep in mind that the 1980s figuratively extend well into 1992.
That's true.
Now, I cut all my hair off in January of 1991, but I had massive 80s hair until January of 1991. This is exactly, I know, what people are tuning in to All Songs Considered to hear.
And they're waiting for you to tie this into your summer preview pick here.
Which I completely can't.
Oh, I can't. Because Nico Case has some of the most beautiful hair.
Yes.
And she outdoes your hair.
Nico Case,
not even
on her
close worst
day, has better hair than my hair has ever looked
there
on its best day.
See, we did it.
That's king of the segue right there. Nico Case has a new record coming out September 3rd, which is still technically summer. And the first single just came out. I've been just slamming it over and over and over again. It's just a massive, awesome 3-minute rock song, kind of about as rocking as I've heard her get. The album is actually called The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. The song title is much shorter. It's called Man. It's just a smart, badass summer jam. I'm so excited about this record. I've loved basically every record she's put out.
Do you know who the backup band and the players
are? Yeah, M. Ward plays on this song. She's so accustomed to being a ringer herself, she managed to bring some ringers on board for this record. And if the rest of the record is anything like Man, I'm so on board.
Awesome.
I got to say, like the noisier Nico Case. I like the noisy Nico.
Well, she's such a gigantic personality. If you follow her on Twitter, she just has just massive opinions on everything. She's so smart, and having that fully channeled into songs with that point of view is just awesome. I love her.
Stephen, you know, I hate to do this to you. That song rocked, you know, real well. I love
an extraordinary
Right. But Thor Slaughter, our new intern's here, and he's going to actually...
way less hard.
That's not going to be what's going to happen here, right?
That's not the metric.
Step up to the microphone here. Thor, I'm with you out.
This is All Songs Deathmatch.
Thor has not made it on the enemies list. No. This may be the moment.
And I will become your nemesis with the slaying of this new No Age song from their upcoming album.
So the band No Age, you're saying that it is going to rock harder than the Nico Case song. This is a rock off.
Yeah.
In the first 30 seconds, it annihilates anything that you just previously set up.
What's the song called?
No Ground.
Stephen.
Now, you can...
I think he did it.
You can rock harder, but you can't rock smarter.
I think they do rock smarter and more angularly.
Angularly?
I have to say, Thor, it was good, but I'm not sure if it out-rocked the Nico Case.
Just a touch of that Nico Case, one second.
Let's
there you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so much cleaner.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard.
And here comes Lars Gottridge to both away.
He's gonna out-rock us.
Yeah,
I can.
I think Thor and I should join forces, raise our puddly little fists in the air, and collectively we will out-rock Lars.
The only time Nico Case and No Age will join up.
You know, don't be so sure.
Here's the deal, Lars. We had Steven on. He played a Nico Case cut, and it rocked out. And then Thor thought he out-rocked Steven with No Age. I'm not sure he did.
I don't know about that.
And I've told
No Age. No, he did.
And I've told them that you are now going to out-rock both of them combined.
I think you're going to obliterate them would be fine.
Obliterate them with depression. So today I brought you a new record by a band called Pinkish Black. They're based out of Fort Worth, Texas. They have a new album called Raised to the Ground. Their first record, they used to be a band called The Great Tyrant. They were kind of like this classically minded metal trio, and one of its members passed away, and they decided to keep going and change their name to the Pinkish Black. This is their second album. They take a lot from The Birthday Party and kind of more of those moody and dark post-punk bands of the 80s. But are much heavier and gloomier, and this track in particular, I love the synths on it. There are no guitars, just heavy, propulsive, and deep.
We'll be right back.
Well, I think this is one of many Lars versus Thor moments on the show.
Yeah, Steven's not even in the running anymore. Yeah. In this.
Is there a Lars versus Thor thing going on?
It just started.
It just started.
Yeah, yeah.
We want a cage fight.
Boom.
Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
too
see ya.
Loud.
So you got more summer stuff for us. Sammy Yannigan's here.
Hey, guys. I have something that's coming out in August when DC's real swampy. And you need some tunes to bring you out of your muggy funk.
And it's not only DC that's swampy.
Muggy funk is a good word for, is a good way to describe, I should say, what the summers are like here. Muggy funk.
Yes. This tune's pretty funky on its own.
You sound pretty excited about it.
I'm so excited.
He is so mellowed out compared to what just happened in this room. Yeah,
I know. Well, I know you guys are yelling, and you know, I was walking by, I saw all this craziness going on in here, and I'm definitely on a way more chill vibe right now.
Well,
but
put us there.
This is Shigeto, and the song is called Ringleader. The album comes out on August 20th. Come check it out. Thank you.
That's crazy good. That's so crazy good.
I love like the range of vibes that it hits. It's like comes in with these sort of really sweet bells and
almost lullaby
you.
There.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And like lulls you into this chill vibe, and then sort of gets real raw and primal and like driving towards the back part of it. And
something about it, it was repetitive, but it never felt repetitive to me. It felt like it evolved.
Well, I love repetition.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's where you get the trance from.
Yeah, the hypnosis. Yeah.
Great. Shigeto.
Shigeto.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank
Sammy
you.
Sammy Hannigan.
See you guys.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Jasmine dancing to Sammy's pick.
What's up, Jasmine?
What's up, Sammy?
Ah! These doors in the studio weigh 1,000 pounds. Nobody can open these doors.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, you know what? This ties in with everything else. She's wearing there's a Viking helmet on her t-shirt, which ties in with Thor and Lars that we were doing.
Did you love the Sammy?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Sammy and I are musical twins. We have a lot of the same tastes.
Oh good. Well then you're next.
We should probably say this is Jasmine Garst from NPR Music's Alt Latino program.
Not just somebody who happened to be dancing by listening to Sammy's
music. Any Jasmine. And we're doing summer music preview, albums that we're most excited about that are coming out this summer. And what do you have?
Well, I brought something by a relatively new band called Bosnian Rainbows. This is a song called Turtleneck.
Trying to imagine it. You know, try to imagine a song before you hear it by title.
Well, let me give you some hints.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. The band was started by Omar Rodriguez Lopez from Mars Volta.
Yeah.
And the singer is Terry Genderbender from Les Bucherets.
Okay. That's going to help.
Hey, Bob, the rainbow's in the name, though.
I know.
You do like
a rainbow. I'm liking it. Hit it.
sorry, I'm exchanging hair tips with Thor.
Wow. Well, you
Bob
might be exchanging hair tips.
We exchange hair tips all the time.
That's how. Look at that. See?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You do have the same hair.
Yeah. It's just like me.
Thor and I, you know, we're on the same level.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Can you guys loan me some?
It's like I have a sweater permanently attached to my head.
That was a great song. It really was.
I really love Terry Genderbender. I thought I recognized the voice when I first heard this song. And
well, and I think it's just a really great combination. Omar Rodriguez Lopez he's a very brilliant musician. He's also notoriously difficult to work with. He's said himself in interviews, I don't want to be a dictator forever. And I think probably the best way to stop being a dictator is to pair up with
really
Terry Genderbender.
Yeah.
So she really anchors him. I mean, some of his work, I was just talking with Thor as we listen, it gets a little too heady, you know? It gets a little bit difficult. And I really feel like in this album, which by the way, we're doing a first listen of this week.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. So it's more digestible, but it's still very good and complex.
Bosnian Rainbows. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you.
So scouring through stuff, new releases, I thought I'd come up with a big, big name and nothing did it for me. And I'm listening to stuff. And I came across this band. I had no idea who they were. They're called San Fermin, SanFermin. And it just shook me, and I loved it, and I just flipped over it. And then I looked, and I saw that very band was playing in town last night, too. So I scurried out from this.
You didn't scurry. You hobbled out on your crutches.
Yeah, you called me on that one. I'm still on crutches. To this show at Rock and Roll Hotel where they were playing, opening for Villagers last night. And they were just fantastic. I love them. They're a brand new band. It is a fellow named Ellis Ludwig Leon, based in Brooklyn. These songs in some ways are sort of operatic. They're very, very voice-heavy storytelling throughout the whole record. Great arrangements. He's worked with Nico Muley, really bright, bright arranger, and it really shows. And he worked on this record a long time. The voices on the record, turns out, was Lucius, the two women, Holly and Jess from Lucius. They're not in the band. The touring band is forming. This is their seventh show I saw last night, seventh show they'd ever done. I'm going to play a song off of an album. Doesn't come out till September 17th. We're going to close the show with a brand new song from a band I think you want to keep an eye on, San Fermin. The song is called Crueler Kind.
I wouldn't worry. Your melodramas are embarrassing. My cripple Henry. Imagine menace under everything. I wouldn't worry, I'm not about to fall in love again. It's not a moment, it's just a crueler kind of punishment.
Ah, when you
Well, we've done it. We've managed to get through another show with all these people coming in and out. It was a complete mess. I hope everybody managed to enjoy the music anyway.
A whole good summer of music.
Yeah, and this is we just barely scratched the surface. There's so many other records coming out that I'm excited about. The Sebado album, can't believe they're coming out with a new record. That doesn't come out until September.
A lot of standard bearers of music coming out with records this year. Maybe it's like the cicadas. You know what I mean?
The 17-year artist.
This is the summer of the cicadas. I've just called it.
All right. Yeah. Perfect.
All right. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music, along with Robin Hilton and Thor.
Ah!
It's All Songs Considered.